The more important question, I believe, and the one where the government has a greater role, is to ensure quality of work conditions. And we've passed, a couple of years ago, an occupational health and safety bill, and it's in law now, but we had delayed some of the implementation to give employers, including the government, a little bit of time to get ready for the new safety requirements and the new health requirements that that law demands. And with this level of construction, we're going to have to begin aggressively policing occupational health and safety to make sure that contractors ensure that workers have the proper safety equipment, they have the proper gear and clothing. I mean, sometimes you go to a construction site, you see a man on a roof, building a roof, he got on a gunslinger, he mixing cement barefoot in a difficult position, taking something up a ramshackle ladder that they kind of knock together with some old lumber and so on. It's a serious question, because if you have this many people working over the next couple of years, you increase the chances that people may get injured on the job. And so we intend to very aggressively, and that's something we've already begun discussing, policing occupational health and safety for workers.